The last solar panel is being installed on a massive solar farm at Nyngan today, part funded by a private company, Arena, and the New South Wales government. It'll be the biggest solar plant in Australia, although a much bigger plant is also under construction in Queensland. It's a big day for Nyngan, which is otherwise known as the Bogan Label, and our reporter, our reporter Sally Bryant is there. And Sally, you were there as well on the day they installed the first of those 1.3 million panels.
That's right, David. So the whole story has sort of come full circle for me. It's quite remarkable to come back to this site here at Nyngan now and see all of these thousands and thousands and thousands of solar panels actually installed, all turned vaguely towards the north and all capturing the sun. They just did a test on how much power is being generated here. 53 megawatts is being generated at the moment. That is about half what will be the complete capacity. And that's true. Actually makes this currently the biggest operational solar farm in Australia.
And some people have been flying over?
Yes, I've spoken to some locals who all have pilot's licences. They say if you fly overhead, it is the most remarkable experience. And I was just speaking to one of the PR reps from the company, and they are going to provide us with some drone footage of what this looks like from above, which will be truly an extraordinary sight.
And the Mayor, Ray Donald, is there along with a couple of government ministers. How significant do you think this is for the district?
Look, I think given that the last time we spoke about Nyngan on the Country Hour, we were talking about the possibility of installing a big statue with the big Bogan label. I think that most people who live in the Nyngan district would actually be pretty chuffed to think of themselves being identified as a generator of green electricity as opposed to being the champion of the Bogan label. What do you reckon?
I reckon they probably would. And you spoke to AGL's manager out there this morning?
I did. I spoke to Adam Matchford. He has been the project manager for this site, and I asked him how things have gone.
How much power is it going to be producing when it's finally fully operational?
At the moment, we've got 50 megawatts of generation on the plant, so we are currently two times bigger than the previous biggest solar plant in Australia. When we're finished, we'll be 102 megawatts and we'll be five times bigger.
So let's put that in terms that I can understand, so in terms of what you could be possibly powering at the moment or in the future.
So from a generation perspective, that'll be 230,000 megawatt hours of clean renewable energy. And to put that into perspective, that's enough to supply energy for 33,000 New South Wales homes, and that would be the total energy a home would use in a year. From Arena perspective, this is the first generation that's gone into the grid, so the power that gets developed at the off the Nyngan solar plant goes into the grid, which then will feed either Cobar or into Nyngan. Mm-hmm. So it will directly provide energy for the Nyngan township just on the demand here, and also the mines that they've got up in Cobar. But essentially it just flows into the grid, and whoever needs it, depending on what's happening at that time of day, obviously during the sunlight hours when we're generating, that's who would be using it.
You must be heartened to see two New South Wales ministers and also a representative from Arena coming up today. The future of renewables is a bit in the wind at the moment, isn't it?
Look, we're really excited about having Minister Roberts and Minister Speakman come along, and coupled with the CFO from Arena. Without the support from those entities, this project wouldn't have been able to get off the ground, and is fantastic to help deliver a project of this scale. From a renewables point of view, at the moment there is a bit of uncertainty in terms of the RET, coupled with the oversupply in the energy market, which creates challenges in terms of financing future projects. On a personal company note, though, AGL's recently talked about our new energy business, which will probably focus more on small-scale installations and developments. So, maybe it's a changing nature of what we see in renewables moving forward.
So as an individual working in the industry, you're not concerned about what the future is, or you're not hearing concern from co-workers and colleagues?
Look, at the moment, I'm really focused on the Nyngan, the Broken Hill solar plant. But from a large-scale point of view, I think the opportunities that have been created here through the funding that's been provided by Arena and the New South Wales government has helped to develop the beginnings of an industry. The tables that were manufactured for this project were done by a company called IXL Solar out of Adelaide. They used to provide car components. So this is a new opportunity. In terms of future large-scale solar projects, a lot of that's going to depend upon the RET, upon the sorting out of the oversupply in the market to make the financials stack up. So the real, I think, driver is going to be for people like First Solar and other panel manufacturers to get the efficiency up and to get the output from the modules there to then add to the commercial competitiveness of these types of generation assets, because then when they can stand on their own two feet and help come down that cost curve, that's going to mean we can deliver more of them.
Mm. It must be an extraordinary sight to look out there and see all those panels.
Yeah, the visitors we've had today, everyone gets blown away when they drive in. As you drive up the road, you see the connection, so you see the overhead line. You then turn the corner and you see a couple of modules and people go, okay, that's a solar plant. Then when we take them for a ride around the whole solar plant, it is massive. 250 hectares, to put that into context, that's 134 Sydney cricket grounds. So it's a massive site. There is a break in the middle where we have this environmental bit where we've left all the trees and maintained habitat for the local fauna. When we get halfway through, people think we're finished, and then we keep going and go, that's just half of it. So it is a massive size, and it does really impress people.
Now, I have heard that part of the maintenance schedule, part of the maintenance program, is that you might be introducing sheep in to keep any grass down. Is that still an option?
Yeah, it's something that First Solar's trialled in their project over in Grenough River. And it's something the farmer who we acquired the land off obviously is very keen to work with us on. So that's something we will be trialling, something we'll be looking at, because we do need to keep that down. And depending on how quickly and how high it grows back, it's something we will need to manage.
So effectively, it could be a solar farm in the truest sense of the word.
Yeah, potentially. If it works out to be a fantastic way of keeping that undergrowth down, that would be a win-win really for everyone in terms of the generation and then still being able to use the land for grazing.